Today marks the start of the second phase of Maricopa County's vaccine distribution. The county is entering phase 1B in its vaccination plan, making the vaccine available to school staff, law enforcement, and adults over age 75. Until now, the county has only been vaccinating healthcare workers and adults in long-term care facilities. Dr. Rebecca Sunshine with Maricopa County Public Health says new sites will open next week to reach these additional populations.
You'll start to see specialized clinics for school staff and childcare workers. You'll see pharmacies and federally qualified healthcare centers who have vaccine to offer for those individuals age 75 and over.
Sunshine warns people in the 1B group may not be able to get an appointment right away, as many healthcare workers still need their shots, but she urges patience.
While further rollout of the vaccine is good news, the spread of the virus continues to tear through our community. Yesterday, the state reported a record of more than 11,200 new cases of the virus. And as of this morning, the State Department of Health Services is reporting 8,995 new cases. And there is typically a lag in the numbers on Mondays due to weekend reporting.
Those skyrocketing case numbers have led teachers in the Peoria Unified School District to stage a sick out today, forcing six high schools and three elementary schools to close due to lack of staff. They're the latest district to protest in-person schooling in the county. And outside of the classroom, athletes' winter sports have been canceled by the Arizona Interscholastic Association's medical committee.
So now let's turn to Will Humble, former state health director and current executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association. I spoke with him earlier about the rise in cases as well as the rollout of the vaccine here. Are things going fast enough?
Really, category 1A was healthcare workers with direct patient care and, of course, the folks in the nursing homes. And that's a very different demographic and honestly, a different plan for that group than 1B. 1B is a completely different thing. I mean, for 1B, that includes people over 75 years old and others like teachers and so forth, you're going to need a much more distributed model. When it comes to getting people over 75, I just don't think that a mass vaccination type model is going to be the way to go. I mean, we have 500,000 people 75 years and older in category 1B. There's 1 million people, by the way, in 1B, if you add up all the quote-unquote essential workers plus the people 75 and older. So you got to have a much more distributed model. And by that, I mean, my attitude is you got to get these vaccines into pharmacies. I mean, so that it's in the neighborhood areas where people live. You know, seniors know where their pharmacies are by and large. Mm. And if you could get we have 1,500 pharmacies, by the way, in Arizona. So if you could get 1,000 pharmacies to participate, and just push, let's say, 50 shots a day. That we could have 50,000 a day going out. That's more than 1 million a month. So I think you have to make it a lot more distributed. And I know that Maricopa County and the other counties have plans to do that.
Yeah. So then at this rate, Will, I mean, how long might it take to get enough people vaccinated to begin to change the trajectory of this pandemic right now? Because we are continuing to see numbers just break records in the state and continue to go up, and the vaccine can't exactly stop that from happening at this point.
No, at this point, there are far more people that are getting vaccinated from the actual virus than they are from vaccines.
Meaning that once you've had the virus, you will be essentially vaccinated from it because you've had it.
Yeah, remember at the very beginning of this, the Swedish model, which was just, let's just let everybody get infected and that kind of thing. That's the Arizona model now. I mean, look at what's happening. We have one 10,000 case day after the next, and that's just some of it. Some people aren't getting tested. They just know they're infected. So that's what's happening in tandem right now, is that just gobs of people are becoming infected with this virus and getting really sick, and the hospitals are absolutely swamped and getting worse. And then we have also this vaccination effort at the same time, which is a good thing. It's good to vaccinate people, but it would have been a lot better if the governor and Dr. Crist would have listened to a host of stakeholders a month and a half ago urging some effective action to just have fewer invitations for people to engage in this kind of risky behavior across the state, which has caused this virus to spiral out of control.
So, Will, let's talk more about the hospital situation. Hospitalizations, as you say, have hit a record high right now. Where could this go for them, and when do they reach a breaking point?
Well, I mean, I think some of them are at the breaking point right now. I mean, there's two levels. So you have normal standards of care, which we're way past that. Then I think all of our hospitals are operating on something called contingency standards of care. That's where you're juggling all sorts of things. You have different kinds of admission procedures. People are waiting in emergency departments for beds. People who are in beds or have a hard time getting into ICU units. People are double bunking. The doctors and nurses are on higher ratios. I mean, they're doing everything they can to keep the wheels on, but you can't keep going on like this with 10,000 case days and not realize that in 7 to 9 days after somebody gets infected, 7% of those folks are going to end up needing to be hospitalized. And there's no room left at the inn as it is. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they must be freaking out to see what's happening now and realizing that in 2 weeks, it's going to be even worse.
Hmm. Let me ask you, Will, then, what could be done now, in your opinion, in terms of policy to mitigate this? Is it too late?
Well, it's too late to do the easy things. So we could have done some easy things, like just have better enforcement of the existing mitigation measures back in September, October, and November. So to answer your question, I mean, you have to focus on core areas where we know the virus spreads most easily, and that's indoor closed environments where people aren't wearing masks, usually involving alcohol. So I think at this point, you got to do another pause with the bars and the nightclubs, like happened at the end of June, which, by the way, brought cases down 80%, if you remember, mm-hmm. and then have restaurants go back to takeout service only for about a month. And what that would do is help us get out of this earlier in February than we otherwise would.
All right. That's all we'll have time for this morning. That is Will Humble, former state health director and current executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association. Will, thank you so much for coming on the show, as always.
My pleasure. Thanks.